The King of the Cowboys, Roy Rogers, brought to you by Quaker Oats, the giant of the cereals.
The giant of the cereals is Quaker Oats. The giant of the cereals is Quaker Oats.
Delicious, nutritious, make you feel and understand.
The giant of the cereals is Quaker Oats.
Out of the West and into your home, riding the range of mystery and adventure, blazing the trail of Western story and song, Hoy Willing and the writers of the Purple Sage, that teller of tall tales, Gabby Hayes, the Queen of the West, Dale Evans, and in person, the King of the Cowboys himself, Roy Rogers.
Well, howdy, folks. This is Roy Rogers. If you buckaroos like excitement, you've come to the right place to get it, because something mighty exciting happened down our way, and we're going to tell you about it right now. My good old pal Gabby Hayes will start the telling, won't you, Pappy?
Sure will, son. Buckaroos, get you some bear grease and plaster down your hair right now, because if you don't, it'll be standing on end before we finish this story. We call it Ghost Town, then. I guess you know about that there ghost town near Paradise Valley. It was a mining community once, but when the mines played out, everybody moved away, and now nothing is there, except a few weather-beaten buildings standing around. Well, a couple days ago, my pal Roy and me rode into Mineral City and wanted to buy some supplies for Roy's Double R Bar Ranch.
Hoo, hoo, easy, Trigger. Happy will tie up here. You start buying the supplies while I hunt the sheriff.
You better let me see to the sheriff, son. I know how to handle matters of law.
All I want done is a report made that somebody stole a yearling from our herd and left the money out on the porch to pay for it.
Yes, there's Saint.
Now, wait a minute. And when it comes to buying supplies, well, you're such a sharp bargainer, nobody dare cheat you.
Yeah, of course. You're right, son. I better buy the supplies. You see, I'm real cagey, and you get trimmed down like a 25-cent haircut.
Howdy, Roy,
Daddy. Hi, Dale. Hey, why didn't you say you were coming to town this morning, Dale?
Well, I might as well have stayed home for all the good it's done me.
I'll go start dickering, son.
Right, Pappy. What do you mean, Dale?
Well, I came in with one of my riders, Steve Hamilton, to get some groceries for the Circle E, but the general store doesn't seem to have any.
No groceries? How come?
Somebody broke into the store last night, took half the merchandise, and left money to pay for it on the counter.
Left money?
Yes, sir.
Dale, that's the third time something like this has happened in Paradise Valley.
Miss Dale, drop your eyes and turn your back.
Gabby!
What's the matter?
Steve Hamilton's coming down the street dressed in a molasses barrel and waving a $20 bill in his teeth.
He's what?
Well, now calm down.
He got almost to the blacksmith's and somebody yanked him from his horse, pulled off his shirt and Levi's and his boots and hat, and then gave him a $20 bill and rode off. Mr. Hawkins, he supplied the molasses barrel.
Now, why would anyone do such a thing to Steve?
Dale, some dude may think he's having a lot of fun taking our cattle and groceries and ripping the clothes off the men.
Varmint.
But it's no fun for us, and we better put a stop to the whole thing right now.
Steve's walking. He's holding the sticky molasses barrel up with one hand and leading his horse with a t'other.
Gabby, bring him around to the back entrance of the dry goods store. Dale and I will meet him there with some new clothes.
Sure thing, Roy.
We'll find out what these hombres look like and ride out after them. This business has gone past funny stage.
The odd part is, I didn't see the men, Roy.
You must have, Steve.
But if they jumped...
I was headed to the blacksmith shop, walking my horse, because he'd thrown a shoe, when an old man stopped me to ask if I knew where I could buy a good secondhand watch.
A real old fella?
Yeah. And while I was trying to answer him, somebody slipped up from behind, pulled me off my horse, slapped a blindfold on me, and took my clothes.
You didn't see him at all?
There were two of them. And I think I'd recognize their voices, but well, I don't know anything more.
Two besides the old man?
Yeah.
What was the old fella like, Steve?
Oh, I guess he could be called a desert rat, Gabby.
Uh-huh.
Steve, you go ahead and get your horse shod. We'll circle around a little and see if we can't pick up that trail of those hombres.
All right, Roy. If you need help, call me.
Come on, Gabby. Dale, we'll stop over at the sheriff's office first thing and report this to him.
Just a second, son.
What's the trouble?
Well, you aiming to track down the old fella, too?
The old fellow could be working in cahoots with the others, Roy.
Yeah, I suppose. Hey, what made you ask about him, Gabby?
Well, Dale, I got to tell you and Roy something confidential.
You can trust me, Gabby.
Well, you know how every family has got one member who don't turn out just right. Sort of a wild hair.
Sure.
One of my family. Cousin. Clackety. Clackety Hayes.
Now, wait a minute, Gabby. What are you talking about?
I'm making a confession, you young whippersnapper. Clackety's been living out there in that ghost town near Bocanera for 7-8 years. He's a desert rat. Son, I hope you ain't going to throw me off the place because I'm kinfolk to Clackety. You and me's all...
When I throw you off of the place, Pappy, I'll throw myself off, too.
Roy, instead of reporting this to the sheriff, why don't we ride out to the ghost town first and have a talk with Clackety?
I'm for that, Dale.
Sure appreciate it.
Myself, I think it's a couple of dudes acting cute so they can brag about putting something over on us folks out here in the West.
I hope so.
I'd like to kind of rough them up a little, show them that it isn't. Dale, ever notice where the ghost town has been built?
You mean the way it's walled in by mountains?
Set right down in a sort of a nest. And the only way of getting to it is that narrow trail. Hey, somebody's coming through the pass from the ghost town.
Sure enough.
Keep out of sight. Is that Clackety?
Nope.
He's coming from the ghost town.
Dale, I wonder if you'd do guard duty while Gabby and I are in there.
Why, sure, Roy, if you think...
We don't know quite what we're going to run into.
If you signal, I'll ride for town, Roy.
That's it. I know you're anxious to get back to your ranch, so if we don't signal within a few minutes, you go ahead. Maybe you can catch up with Steve before he leaves.
Sure.
Come on, Gabby. Let's find out what kind of people have moved into Ghost Town. Well, now to see what's here besides empty buildings.
Awful still, ain't it?
Yeah, no sign of life at all. Where does Clackety live?
Shack, just ahead.
You wait here for us, figure.
What first, huh?
Hey, the door of the old meeting house here. Looks as if it's been disturbed lately. See how the dirt's been pushed away from the sill?
Yep, sure has.
Let's take a look, just to make sure. Hold it. Well, it's all right, come on. Nobody's here.
Scary, ain't it? An empty building. Look, there's the groceries that were stolen.
Yeah. It took more than one or two men to carry all these away, Gabby. Must be quite a population in our ghost town. What are these things?
Clothes of some sort.
Prison uniforms. That's what they are. See here, numbers penciled across the top? These are uniforms convicts wear in the state penitentiary.
Oh, it appears Claggety's got himself in bad company, don't it, son?
Well, there was a break at the penitentiary across the state line about a month ago. 8 convicts got out. Never did hear whether they caught him or not.
Maybe we'd better...
They might be holed up here, Gabby. That'd explain why they're stealing stuff, especially food and clothing. They'd need eats, and they'd have to get rid of their prison uniforms.
Son, through the back window.
What? Horses. That means we're not alone. If they had left, they'd have ridden their horses out. Pappy, come on. We're hightailing for the sheriff's office.
All right, reach for the skies. Hold on here. We'll teach you to come snooping around our layout.
Let's rush them, Gabby.
They got guns.
We can't let them get free.
We got the old guy. Help Black him and the young one. Pack these pick handles. You gentlemen, you'll need help before it's through.
Yeah. That'll take care of him for now. Ed, Blackie, get some rope. Tie him up and throw him in that empty shack. We'll decide what to do with him after we find out who's responsible for letting him get through the pass.
When we pitched into them hombres, Roy and me had no idea how many of them there was. They come at us from every crack. And I gotta confess, if it was me, I'd have jumped on my horse and rid out of there. But not my partner, Roy. They was bad men, and he wasn't going to let them get away if he could help it. They whipped us that first round. But if you think that's the end of this story, you got another thing coming. You listen and see right after we have a little meeting on a subject that's next to Roy's heart.
The giant of the cereal is Quaker Oats. The giant of the cereal is Quaker Oats.
Delicious, nutritious, makes you feel ambitious.
The giant
of the cereal is Quaker Oats.
Say, what's your biggest ambition? Everybody's got a yen to be a big shot in some line or other. Then get started on good breakfast of Quaker Oats. Because Quaker Oats helps grow the stars of the future. Yes, doctors say the more often youngsters eat a good oatmeal breakfast, the better they grow. That's because a recent survey shows only one school child in five gets the kind of a breakfast he should have. There's more growth, more endurance for you ambitious youngsters in nourishing oatmeal than any other whole grain cereal. Order delicious Quaker Oats from your grocer tomorrow. Still less than a penny a serving.
Delicious, nutritious, makes you feel ambitious.
The giant of the cereal is Quaker Oats.
When things started disappearing from Paradise Valley, Roy and me got on the trail of the varmints who were taking them. We figured my cousin Clackety Hayes might have something to do with it. So we headed for the ghost town where Clackety lives. But there, instead of Clackety, we found a whole herd of escaped convicts. They jumped Roy and me and whipped us to a frazzle. The fact is, I don't remember nothing more till I heard Roy calling my name and...
Gabby, are you all right?
I don't know, son. It's
not too loud. They got a guard outside. And don't try to move. We're tied hand and foot.
Laying here on the floor. Son, what in
blazes? Gabby, I want you to listen. Just listen. We guessed right. Those hombres are the escaped convicts. And we got to work fast if we intend to beat them. I didn't hear everything, but I heard enough to know that they intend to hide here until the hunt farm dies down.
Sure, bad.
They've been stealing stuff because they're afraid to come out in the open. And I guess they figured as long as they left money for what they took, we wouldn't trail them.
I ain't worrying so much about getting them as I am about us staying alive.
Yeah. Well, I believe we can prevent them from doing anything to us, at least for a while. By pretending the law is on our trail, too.
Pretending we're bad men? You and me?
Yeah.
Suppose Clackety should come home and see us. Clackety's my cousin. He's bound to show he knows me.
Quiet, somebody outside.
Don't take any chances, boys.
If they come in, let me do the talking.
Go on ahead, Clacky. I'll need help in getting rid of them, even if they are tied.
I reckon we owe you fellas an apology, mister.
Eh? What's that?
We wouldn't have jumped you, except we had you figured for sheriff's men out to trap us. We've always used this ghost town as a hideout. And we thought this time the sheriff's men might be waiting for us.
You said hideout. What are you hiding from?
I doubt if I'll answer that, mister. Come to think of it, we don't know for sure you're not sheriff's men. And I don't aim to be tricked into anything.
I kind of like the way he talks, boys. Smart. Maybe there are kinds.
Don't be too sure, Spike.
If they are like us, there might be a lot of help, especially in getting around this territory.
I don't know if we want to be of help to you.
Yeah, they probably do know the territory. They probably belong to one of them ranches around here, and if we let them go, they'll head for the sheriff or something.
Let who go? You're not letting anybody go. We're staying here. We need this ghost town as much as you do, and we're staying. Do you understand that?
Now, what do you think now, boys? I'm kind of inclined to go easy on them.
Oh, Spike.
What? Oh, Ed's back. Come on in, Ed.
Yeah, I brought Clackety in from town. Say, who's this?
Clackety, son. We're in for it now.
All right, now we'll find out whether or not these two belong around here. Clackety, you know everybody in this country. I want you to take a look at those men on the floor.
Is that our fellas?
Ever see them before, Clackety? Maybe on one of the ranches near here?
No, sir, I don't believe it is.
Well, that satisfies me. Cut the ropes.
You're not letting them go, are you, Spike?
Of course I'm not letting them go. But they look like they're our kind, so let's make them comfortable. We'll still keep a guard on the door, but we'll postpone what we were going to do to them until we get proof of who they are and why they came here.
Getting dark outside.
Yeah.
Can't figure that Clackety. Looking me straight in the eye and saying he never seen me afore.
This sitting here is getting on my nerves, Pappy.
Mine too.
I keep worrying about Dale. She was supposed to head back to her ranch if we didn't signal. But I'm afraid she may check up and find we aren't home. Gabby, if she takes a notion to ride here, none of us will have a chance.
Nope.
Including her.
Oh, bad one.
Gabby.
Clackety. Is that you?
Yeah. Just a second.
See here, you fellas, what's coming to my town? A bad critter's cousin, Daddy. I figured you wouldn't want me to say I knowed you when I was with such people, Gabby. Me already being a black sheep and shiftless and lazy and all.
Claggety, we're going to appreciate what you did all our lives.
You're all Rogers, ain't you? I recognized you when I was here before, and I knowed how nice you sing, and I thought a good hunger for singing out here alone. I brung along my guitar, see?
Well, I'm afraid singing might be against the rules here, Claggety.
Oh, they don't care. He's a guardian, and he seen me come in. They always let me sing, long as they don't get too loud.
Well, say, you might have an idea there, Claggety. If I was to do a little yodeling and Dale was anywhere near,
you'd think we were safe, son, and wouldn't try to come in.
That's what I was thinking. Claggety, we will have music.
Awful, I tell you. Sure enjoy it.
Just an echo in the valley, but it brings back sweet memories of you. Can't you hear it through the twilight?
Somebody on the outside.
Hear
me, the guitar, and be quick about it.
No, the guitar is mine, boys. Don't bust it. This ain't his fault. I asked him to sing.
Sure it is.
Why would I want to give anybody a signal? We're hiding out.
Well, this ain't his fault. I asked him to sing.
You sure?
Well, Ed was outside the garden. He told me it was all right.
Oh, well, that's different. Forget it. But no more singing, understand? Come on, boys. I reckon he wasn't trying to pull anything. Listen, an answer. Somebody's answering his signal.
Dale, son.
We better get out of here. Posse will be heading this way. How about these two?
I reckon we'll take care of ourselves right now.
Get away from them, Spike. There isn't time to fight, Ron. We want out of here.
We'll be back for you.
He's turning. He's getting away.
Hey, Blackie, let go. They signaled to somebody.
We can't let him go, Gabby. We've got to keep him here until we reach the sheriff.
How are we going to do that, Roy?
I'll keep him. Trigger, boy. Stampede those horses and run them out of here. Right through the pass all the way, boy. That's it, Trigger. That's it, boy.
Turn, maybe we can sneak out now.
We're not leaving until we can take these convicts with us.
Get them, boys. That devil horse of his may have left something for him, but we can take care of him.
Yeah. Roy, they're coming back.
Here, let's work on them while we can. They fixed us so we can't get away.
Excuse me, please. Reckon if nobody wants to get shot, they'll put their hands in the air.
Hey, what's going on here?
I got a gun on you. That there fellow's a kin of mine, and I'm going to see that you don't hurt him. Roy's friend, another. His friend is Roy Rogers.
Why, Roy Rogers?
I borrowed this here gun here from one of them while they were sleeping, Daddy. Thought it might come in handy.
Nice work, Clackety. Want to hand the gun to me?
Be a pleasure.
You and Gabby can lift theirs out of their belts.
Son, the fellow we saw leaving when he was riding in.
What?
There he is. He's coming through the pass, and he's got a gun.
Oh, boy, that was close.
He shot that pistol right out of your hand,
hey,
son.
His gun's gone. There he got his gun with that shot.
Yeah, let's finish him this time. We fooled around too long.
Yeah, I'm all for that.
Hey, a posse! A posse is coming down the trail.
Son, look, they were bringing a posse.
Yeah, Spike, let's get these two first. Let's put them out of the way.
Hey, get his gun, Gabby, while I try to take care of the
others. Here it is, son. I got the gun.
All right, up with your hands. Up with your hands, go.
I sure am, Dale. But you and the sheriff are about the most welcome sight a man ever saw.
I'll take over, Roy. Keep those hands up, boys. Hank, Bird, get their guns.
This is a mighty good haul, Roy. There's been a 5-state search for these fellas. Been going on over a month.
I sure thought we were goners.
You can thank Dale that we're not, Gabby.
Well, it was just luck we came, Roy. When I found out you hadn't gotten home this afternoon, I went down to tell the sheriff about everything. He was the one who thought we ought to head out this way.
Well, I did a little yodel, though, so you'd think that everything was okay.
Sure, but right afterwards, we heard Trigger whinnying and running around. Then we saw the other horses come galloping through the pass without riders. That spelled trouble to us, so we decided to rush in here and see.
And lucky for us, you did, too. Mighty lucky.
Ladies, this may be your last chance to get this handsome and very useful double boiler. modern, streamlined, of finest quality, heavy-gauge aluminum.
It's highly polished, really beautiful, so practical you'll use it day after day for years.
Friends, we're proud to offer you this fine, modern double boiler. It's made by one of America's old, reliable manufacturers of aluminum ware. Its quality is guaranteed by the Quaker Oats Company.
The bottom section of heavy 18-gauge aluminum has a big 2-quart capacity. The inset is a full 1.25-quart size.
The cover fits both sections, so you can use each section as a separate saucepan.
And listen, normal value of this new heavy gauge aluminum double boiler is $2.50. Normal value, $2.50.
But if you send immediately, you can get yours for only $1.25 and one Quaker or Mother's Oats trademark. That means a saving of 1/2. You save $1.25.
Send at once. Here's all you have to do. Mail your name and address. $1.25, only $1.25, and one Quaker or Mother's Oats trademark to Double Boiler, Box 6166, Chicago 77.
Hurry, supplies are very limited. This may be your last chance. Just put your name and address in a letter, together with only $1.25 and one trademark from a package of either Quaker or Mother's Oats.
Address, Double Boiler, Box 6166, Chicago 77.
Dale, we came over because Gabby remembered in the excitement that we forgot to introduce
them. Just a second there, son. I ought to have the privilege of introducing them. After all, Clackety is my team.
Chuck. Why, Gabby, I thought you considered Clackety a sort of a...
No such thing. I say now what I always said. I'm proud my blood is flowing in Clackety's veins. He sure showed me he was related to me when he had them there convicts at the point of a gun with their hands reaching for the sky.
Clackety, we think you sort of deserve some kind of a reward for helping us.
Oh, shucks, no. I was already kind of sore at them there, fellas, because they was taking my money to pay for the stuff they stole.
So that's where the money came from.
Uh-huh. See, that wasn't so bad, though, but when they stopped your singing, I got darn good mad.
Darn tootin' you did.
Yes, sir. I just snapped and whoops out the gun, then I'd have shot too.
Sure you would.
If you hadn't tuck it away from me, I sure like you. Yeah.
Just the same, Clackety, we're grateful. Say, I wonder if you'd like to stay here and work with my ranch hands on the Circle E.
I'd invite you to stay at the Double R Bar, Clackety, but I don't know if I could stand two members of the Hayes family around or not.
Now, what you mean by that?
Oh, if you don't mind, I think I'll just go on back to the ghost town.
Clackety.
I sort of like the quiet there. Shiftless, I guess, but I enjoy sitting there wondering who kicks things up first so the sun shines every morning. Who sees to it that animals love their young'uns and take care of them, and who figures it all out so things are like they are. I kind of like to think about that and about belonging to it all. I hope your feelings won't be hurting on you if I go on back.
Clackety, you could still...
Dale, if he wants to go back, we shouldn't try to stop him. Any man ought to be let live the kind of a life that he likes best, just so long as he doesn't hurt anybody else by living it that way. Well, Gabby, reckon we better be riding along, eh?
Sure a wise feller, my partner Roy. Great feller, too. If it weren't for him, then convicts might still be running around the country hurting folks. But they sure ain't. Got them locked up tighter than a vinegar barrel. We got my cousin here with us, and we promised to sing him a little song. Likes music, you know. Roy and Dale, Foy Willin, the writers of the Purple Sage, everybody's going to join in, except you and me and my cousin Clackety, of course. We just listen.
There is
mountain. There's a ceiling of blue above, and the trees peaceful as a dove. It's no wonder that people love Hazy Mountain.
All of us travel much too fast, hitting ourselves alone. Just go to the mountains and gaze in the haze. You'll discover you're wrong.
You can tell them your troubles too, and they'll never to you. They just listen and comfort you. Hazy Mountain.
All of us travel much too fast, hitting ourselves along.
That's all for now, folks. This is Roy Rogers saying to all of you, from all of us, goodbye, good luck, and may the good Lord take a liking to you. See you next week.
Don't forget, miles are made out of the sunshine and the frown from a rainy day.
Wake the Room, the giant of the serials, presents the Roy Rogers Show each week at this same hour, with the writers of the Purple Sage, Dale Evans, Gabby Hayes, and the king of the cowboys himself, Republic Pictures' great star in person, Roy Rogers. What's extra special good for Sunday supper? Ask Aunt Jemima.
Waffles. Golden, light, and tempting Aunt Jemima waffles makes the happiest Sunday supper ever. And quick, too, ladies. Just follow the easy directions on my Aunt Jemima pancake and waffle ready mix.
For a Sunday treat, serve Aunt Jemima waffles for supper tonight. Republic's latest Roy Rogers picture is Nighttime in Nevada. This is Art Ballinger speaking for Quaker Oats, the giant of the cereals.